My good friend David Larmoris have come from New Zealand just yesterday, yeah. And with new CDs, Northland CDs.
That's right. Yes, Kirsi, it's very, very exciting to have this new CD because it's been made here in Finland. We recorded it when I was here in November, and it's a very special recording, and it's our 15th, but every one of these feels so special. I think of the CDs almost like altars in the Old Testament, you know, when God did something, so the people built an altar to remember what God did. And so I think the CDs are a way of saying, thank you, Lord, you helped us through cancer or whatever, and here we are, we're giving thanks and praise to you. And then when we look back, we will remember Northland, and that is when you taught us how to walk through cancer. And so, and I can tell you the stories about the other 14. They all have that kind of story. And I feel so honoured because I can't make this happen. I'm not a successful artist in the sense that I have this kind of machine behind me or anything. It's nothing like that. It's all about friendship. Everyone who's given to this album, mostly have done it for free. It's an act of love. It's an act of service. It's an act of worship. And so my name might be on it, but it's about the partnership between our countries, between our French friends. And so that's why we hope God will bless it, because it's dedicated to him. We don't own it. The songs came from him, and so we're just giving it back to him for his glory, that people would be touched.
Even the photo on the cover tells about that, because there is a David Larmoris in Helsinki, Katajanokka.
That's right. And of course, you know, we don't have old streets like that in New Zealand. So it's Anders Liljeström has his guitar shop there, and it's like the cool art quarter of the city, and it's just so beautiful. And so for me, it's like stepping back in time to be there. There's the old sailing ships there, and it's just by the harbour, beautiful. And but God is still, you know, he's still doing a new thing. Even all of these centuries later, he loves the nation of Finland. He wants to move by his spirit again in this land. And in New Zealand, we've been praying for revival for the nation of Finland, because Jesus loves this nation.
The most of the songs has been made by you and Anders Liljeström. So yeah. How is this process when you are so far away of yeah. each other?
Well, this is one of the blessings of technology, is that we, Anders and I, we're in contact all the time. And so often he will go to his workshop in the morning, he has an idea, sings it into his iPhone, and then just emails it straight to me. So I get it straight away, and I go, like Bluebird, wow, great idea. So then I sing another version into my phone and I send it back. And then we also use Dropbox, so that when, you know, when there are demos coming for a song, someone can put something in, and then the other partners can collect that from anywhere. And so it's really cool. So we write when we're here together in Finland. That's very special. And when we record when we're together, but in between we can do a lot of good work. And we've got a lot of songs. So we're really just praying, asking the Lord, what should the next one be? Should it be more worship focused, or should it again be like Northland, more like an outreach type album? And I think both are really powerful.
So last time you were here on
November.
November. Yeah, so yeah. Was that the time you make a lot of these songs?
Yes, we probably had the songs prepared, and then we recorded them in 2 days. So it was very much like how the Beatles would have done their albums. They used to do a whole album in a day or 2 days. And so there was something about that 60s recording. It was so real. It wasn't, you know, too much overdubbing and complications. It was just pure energy put to tape. And so I think we caught that in this album, you know, 13 songs in 2 days, just playing together. All of the vocals are just sung, you know, one take with the band. So they're not perfect, but they have the right passion, they have the right feel. So it's wonderful for me as a singer just to sing and not worry about, oh, should we cut this and should we put this there, and just sing, just let it pour out. And so we were in tears singing some of these songs, because they really have a story, and they really, we believe, hopefully in an anointing from the Lord, especially to touch those on the edge of the church, people who might not listen to a worship CD, but they might listen to, you know, a CD about life, but from a Christian perspective. So we're hoping that friends and family will be touched by this CD.
as you told, there is a story behind every song, and now we hear the story about the third song we are now listening, Somewhere, Someone.
Yes, and again, this was a great story because Anders had this beautiful poem about loneliness, and it's obviously very personal to him. I mean, he's a Finn, so he has really understood loneliness and sorrow, and so it's a beautiful, beautiful poem. It says, you know, I've been through all this, but is there somewhere, someone just like me, maybe someone out there who'd understand me? And of course, then we met, and we're like soul brothers. And so we found comfort in our friendship, even though we're 20 years different in age. We can be like brothers. But of course, even more, how much more is Jesus that someone somewhere who is like us, who knows us, who has walked our path of suffering? That's Jesus. He's a man of sorrows. And so that's what the song's about. But originally we had a different tune to it, and Anders had this other song in Finnish with this tune. And I said, let's take that tune with that English poem. That's it. That's the right feel. And the guys in the band call this Suomi Rock. They think it is a real Finnish rock song. So I'm like, yay, maybe even other radio stations might play it because it sounds right for Finland. So somewhere, someone, there's just someone just like me.